This is an audio presentation of the Plaid Cymru's Manifesto 2016. This recording is on 3 CDs. This is CD 1.
Plaid Cymru's Manifesto 2016. Over the past 5 years, we have been listening to What You Want. Hundreds of thousands of you have told us about your concerns, your hopes, your frustrations and your dreams for your family, your community and for Wales. We have heard and we have listened. This is how we will respond if you choose a Plaid Cymru Welsh Government in May. Thank you for talking to us. Thank you for making your opinions count. Let trumpets unleash from Forgetment's Cave the practical dream. Nigel Jenkins. Number 1. You told us that it's simply not right that if you're suspected of having cancer, you will have to wait so long to be tested. So we will make sure that everyone in Wales is tested and given a diagnosis or the all clear within 28 days. Number 2. You told us that being so long on a waiting list for an operation because of the shortage of doctors is so frustrating, and that you should be able to get treatment when you really need it. So we will invest in our NHS in order to bring down waiting times by training and recruiting 1,000 extra doctors and 5,000 additional nurses. Number 3. You told us it isn't fair that older people who develop dementia have to pay for their care. So we will provide free care for the elderly, starting with abolishing charges for home care and for people with dementia in the next 5 years. Number 4. You told us that you know so many people who want to work but are struggling to make ends meet because of the cost of childcare. So we will begin the process of creating a national childcare service for Wales with free full-time nursery places for all 3-year-olds by the end of this Assembly term. Number 5. You told us that you want to see our teachers spending more time in the classroom focusing on raising standards rather than tied down by paperwork. So we will cut bureaucracy, give teachers a premium, and, working with the profession, we will deliver the most highly motivated and skilled teachers in the whole of the UK to raise standards and create more opportunities for our children. Number 6. You told us that you want to see our young people have the very best opportunities to thrive and to work here in Wales to boost our economy. So we will fund our universities properly, cancel up to £18,000 of debt for those who work in Wales after graduating, and create 50,000 extra apprenticeships. Number 7. You told us that you're fed up with not being able to get from A to B easily, and that more needs to be done to improve transport, to create local jobs, and to get Wales working again. So we will undertake the biggest investment programme since devolution in all parts of Wales to improve our public transport system and our road networks. We'll create jobs by investing nationwide in home energy efficiency schemes and green energy. Number 8. You told us that you don't feel enough is being done to tell the world about some of the great businesses we have in Wales and to promote what we make and produce here. So we will create a WDA for the 21st century, which will sell Wales, our products and ideas, to the world in order to grow Welsh businesses and boost our exports. Number 9. You told us that you're fed up with Wales having lower wages and prosperity than elsewhere in the UK, and that this makes you worry about your family's future and the money in their pockets. So we will boost our small firms who employ so many people by cutting business rates, and will make sure that when public contracts are given out, that more of this work is given to firms in Wales. 3 ambitions. a Wales that is well, well-educated, wealthier, and 9 steps to a new nation. Number 1. A well Wales. Cure and care NHS. Number 1. National commitment on cancer, 28-day diagnosis guarantee. Number 2. Cut waiting times by investing in an additional 1,000 doctors and 5,000 nurses. Number 3. Abolish home care charges for the elderly and people with dementia. Ambition 2. A well-educated Wales. Cradle to career education. Step 4. Free universal preschool care for children from 3 years of age. Step 5. A national premium for teachers, raising standards in our schools. Step 6. Pay off £18,000 worth of debt for graduates who work in Wales and create 50,000 extra apprenticeships. Ambition 3. A wealthier Wales, building our economic engine. Step 7. Major investment in our transport, energy and green infrastructure. Step 8. A WDA for the 21st century to sell our products and ideas to the world. Step 9. Cut business rates and give more public contracts to Welsh firms.
The election in May is about Wales. It's your opportunity to choose a new government for our nation. Wales needs a new government to end Labour's legacy of failure. Plaid will provide the leadership needed to strengthen our NHS and to create and share wealth. Our vision. Our leader, the change Wales needs. Our team, ready to work for Wales. Our vision, a well-educated, wealthier Wales. Wales has all the ingredients to be a success story in the modern world. We have an abundance of natural resources and great potential as an energy powerhouse. Wales's geographic position places it at a great advantage, a bilingual country and a part of the world's biggest trading bloc. The country's landscape and past intertwine to reveal a nation with tremendous opportunities in tourism and the arts. Above all, Wales's people, individually and collectively, have a long record as innovators and leaders. The wave of excitement and hope that met the convening of Wales's first parliament in 600 years has not been matched by improvements in people's prospects. In part, this has been due to the unnecessary restrictions placed on our National Assembly to act decisively. The failure to meet ambition with results has been due to a lack of will on the part of the country's political leadership. Plaid Cymru has the ideas and the drive to build our nation. We recognise Wales as a political nation in its own right, which is why our country should have the tools to act like a nation, to innovate, to create jobs, and to deliver world-class public services. Among the most exciting opportunities of Welsh nationhood is the chance to build a new kind of society, one that promotes equality, tackles poverty, creates wealth, shares wealth, and broadens life chances. One where we can meet our obligations as global citizens to the environment, including ending our dependence on fossil fuels and preventing behaviours that are detrimental to our planet. We can secure the cultural, social and economic vitality of the nation if we want to. It's up to us. The Party of Wales has this country at its heart, and we invite everyone who cares about Wales to join us in building a nation fit for its people. Leanne Wood, leader of Plaid Cymru, the Party of Wales. A new chance. In 2016, our young Welsh democracy has a chance to come of age, to turn not just a new page, but to start a new chapter in the history of our nation. The almost 2 decades that have passed since the vote to create the National Assembly have not been completely wasted. We have avoided some ill-judged policy initiatives pursued by the Westminster government. For example, the creeping privatisation of the NHS. Wales has been a pioneer in certain areas, like the levy on plastic bags. Strong statements of ambition have been made in a whole range of areas from the economy to the environment. But delivery has been poor or inconsistent. Indeed, for health and education, which Labour has led alone throughout its 19 years in office, outcomes have been consistently poor. Wales currently lacks the vision, the leadership and infrastructure it needs to be the smart, successful nation we could be. Our task in this election is to convince you, the citizens of Wales, that we have the assets, the people, the policies and the plan to fill the vacuum at the heart of this Welsh Government. In these pages we promise the biggest programme of reconstruction since devolution. In economic terms, it is the most comprehensive plan for the future of our nation since 1970. We set out the most comprehensive reform and reorganisation of our public services since the birth of the NHS. There will be plenty of doubters that say Wales simply isn't up to this level of ambition, that we haven't got the financial capacity or skill to cope with this level of change. Certainly no one should doubt the scale of the challenges we face as a nation. They are the global challenges, social, economic, demographic, fiscal, and above all, environmental, that every nation in this century is facing. What we believe that sets us apart from others, perhaps, is that Wales can be a leader, not a laggard. Small nations the world over are leading by example, forging new solutions to problems new and old. Wales is small enough to change, but large enough to influence the world. It's surely time we grasp this opportunity. Our national mission, altogether or not at all. Our party from the beginning has been inspired by the idea not so much of what Wales is, but what it could become. To build the nation we aspire to be, we need to acquire more and better tools for the task in hand, as well as greater skill and imagination in using the tools we have to the greatest possible effect. Some of these tools will be in the hands of government, though many will be in the hands of citizens, business and civil society. The new Wales we set out in these pages can only be built together. All together or not at all. We invite everyone in Wales to become part of this great nation-building project, each in their own way, with their own insights, perspective and abilities. If we are to achieve our true potential as a nation and allow each of our citizens to reach theirs, then we must tap our collective intelligence. The Welsh Government's role in this project is not to control and direct, but to inspire and empower, to act as a smart state, unleashing a spirit of collective enterprise throughout the whole of Wales. The idea of Wales as a community of communities, united in its diversity, has always been at the heart of Plaid Cymru's mission. Unity is a virtue in any society, but for a small nation such as ours, it is essential if we are to make a success of self-government. Building a united nation is therefore at the core of our programme. This includes creating an effective transport infrastructure to link together the regions of Wales, promoting a national labour market and career development pathways with inter-regional mobility within Wales, identifying the ability to retain young people in Wales or attracting them back as a key policy objective, developing an enhanced awareness of Welsh history and identity through the education system and other media, promoting a vision of inclusive and diverse Welsh citizenship while ensuring that the Welsh language will play a key and increasing role in our nation's future, developing a national citizenship of equals with both individual entitlements and shared responsibilities. Our objectives will make Wales the most attractive place in the UK to do business and build a global reputation as a centre for research and innovation. Our young people will be more successful learners, highly skilled and responsible citizens. People in Wales will live longer, healthier lives, supported by an ever-improving, more responsive NHS. Communities in every part of Wales will be sustainable, well-connected, and individuals will have access to key amenities and services in their area. We will promote our natural environment and biodiversity through effective, sustainable development. Wales's economy will be more balanced and diverse, and our public finances will be stronger. Older people will maintain their independence and dignity as they get older and will receive support when they need it. Our agricultural sector will be harnessed as a key component of a more entrepreneurial economy and an increasingly localised food system. More people will be able to use and speak the Welsh language. Wales's national identity will be renewed and strengthened as an inclusive, progressive bond for the common good. Wales needs a Welsh Government that will work hard for all people in every part of our country. Building the nation, a new Wales, a new Britain. Empowering the people of Wales will never be possible with a Welsh Government that is itself weak and subordinate. Creating a real Welsh Parliament for us, therefore, cannot be seen as a constitutional abstraction. It's an urgent and practical imperative. Our ambition to see a stronger, more successful Wales and to act on that ambition is one of the defining features of our politics. We understand that no one cares more about the success of Wales than the people who live here. We know that we, the people of Wales, are more than capable of taking decisions for ourselves which are in the best interests of our communities. Decision making shouldn't stop at Cardiff Bay. We also believe in empowering our communities to take more decisions themselves. Having a Welsh legal jurisdiction is the clearest way of ensuring clarity for the effective governance for the courts and for citizens. Leanne Wood, leader of Plaid Cymru, the Party of Wales. The idea of a Welsh democracy for this party is part and parcel of our foundational philosophy. The language we have used at different times in our history, home rule or self-government, dominion status or independence in the EU, has changed as the context around us has changed. But it's possible to discern certain consistent principles which remain the bedrock of our vision for Wales. We believe Wales must take responsibility for its own future. We believe in a new partnership between the nations and regions of these islands, which recognises that there are some areas where we should govern ourselves and others, by choice or by nature of the area in question, where it is necessary to cooperate. We see Wales as part of the family of European nations. We believe that the Welsh people have an inalienable right to self-determination. No fundamental change in Wales's constitutional status can be made without their consent. We recognise our interdependency at a global scale and reject a narrow, insular approach to the world's problems. We declare everyone who lives in Wales, whatever their language, the colour of their skin, their religion, their roots, their gender or sexual orientation, is a full and equal citizen of Wales. The final principle, implicit of much of the above, is that we believe in our step-by-step approach to building our democracy and the rebuilding of our nation. We will build the road as we travel, as a nation together, step by step, stage by stage.
A Welsh Parliament. The first stage is dealing with the unfinished business of creating a proper Welsh Parliament, in line with a mandate already delivered by the people of Wales on two occasions, and which now reflects the broad consensus between the parties. Within the first days of a Plaid Cymru government, we will begin urgent talks with the UK government to seek immediate progress in the following areas. The full enactment of the Silk Commission recommendations for Wales, including the devolution of policing and the adoption of a reserved powers model without prejudice to powers already devolved. The replacement of the Barnett formula with a needs-based system. The creation of a separate legal jurisdiction for Wales. The devolution of income tax powers through a simple majority vote in the Assembly. We will seek to build further upon this national consensus and commence immediate cross-party talks to seek agreement on the full devolution of criminal justice, energy and natural resources, rail infrastructure and transport, public procurement and employment, broadcasting, industrial policy and business taxation. We will present these proposals to the Assembly and to the UK Government by the end of 2016 as a basis for a new amended Wales Bill. A confederal UK. The next stage in our development as a nation is to construct a more durable constitutional settlement across these islands of a kind which unionist parties have been unable or unwilling to fashion to date. Our government will therefore propose the establishment of a constitutional convention across the UK to look at the needs of all four countries in relation to self-determination and to develop a new framework for cooperation at an intra-UK level. Within the convention, we will propose the following structure for a new settlement. The people will be sovereign in each of the four nations through their respective parliaments. The people of Wales and of Britain will be citizens, not subjects. A new confederal UK with national parliaments for England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. The rights to national self-determination enshrined in a written constitution. A UK Council of Ministers to take the place of the current Joint Ministerial Council. The Bank of England to be reconstituted as the Sterling Central Bank, with its accountability amended to include the reformed UK's constituent nations. The House of Lords to be abolished and replaced by a new second chamber, the Council of Nations, and, where legislative devolution has occurred, Regions of England. Within the new UK-wide institutions, the Council of Nations and the Council of Ministers, no constituent nation or region will enjoy a permanent majority. The new Confederal House of Commons will be elected on an equal basis, with a substantial reduction in the current number of MPs. An independent funding commission to oversee an agreed mechanism for fiscal redistribution based on a needs-based formula will be enacted. The levels reserved to the Confederal level will be Defence and Foreign Affairs, with the exception of binding international treaties, the decision to leave the EU and the decision to go to war, which would require the support of all four nations. EU matters which affect the constituent nation's sovereign responsibilities must be decided by unanimity, and the European Commissioner post will be rotated between the constituent nations. The Crown. Currency. Beyond this, each nation will decide for itself the extent of the powers for which it wishes to assume responsibility. We will table a motion for the immediate establishment of the Constitutional Convention at the first meeting of the Joint Ministerial Council, following the election of Plaid Cymru government. With a strong prospect of nationalist and devolutionary movements leading governments in Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, we do not believe it will be possible to ignore our shared constitutional mandate. We would expect a convention to report by June 2018 at the latest, to allow time for enactment of legislative proposals in time for the 2020 Westminster election. We reserve the right to call a referendum in Wales on the principle of a confederal UK if the UK government refuses to establish a UK-wide convention. We believe our medium-term vision of a self-governing country within a confederation of equals offers a strong foundation for us to build both a new Wales and a new Britain that will be healthier, fairer and more prosperous. This would be a huge step forward for our nation. Independence, of course, remains our long-term aspiration as a party. Building public support for independence means demonstrating to the people of Wales that we can be an economic success as a nation. This can only be done stage by stage, as we have set out. Such is the extent of the gap in prosperity that has opened up through Westminster's economic mismanagement. This is no simple short-term task. For that reason, provided our plans for a confederal Britain can be achieved in a reasonable timescale, we do not plan to hold a referendum on Welsh independence in the near term. Instead, we offer a new national deal to the people of Wales. Let us demonstrate the devolution dividend. Let us show that self-government delivers, and when we do, Let's begin then to consider the prospect of a longer-term future as a free and independent nation. In the event of the UK leaving the European Union against the democratic wish of the people of Wales, we will hold a multi-option referendum on our constitutional future as a nation. A new Welsh Government. Our government will have a single overarching vision for Wales to radically improve those things that matter most to our people: the state of our economy, our living environment, and the public services upon which we all depend. We want Wales to leverage its small country advantage, big enough to scale beyond the local, but small enough to be manageable, to become the preeminent global testbed for public service, social and environmental innovation. This overriding goal will be underpinned by strategic objectives and a set of national outcomes in every key area that together will form our National Performance Agreement for government, political leadership and public service practitioners together. In line with our commitment to open government, we will publish a constantly updated dashboard of indicators showing progress against our goals. Our First Minister, Leanne Wood, will give an annual State of the Nation address. We will move to a more Nordic model of an efficient core civil service, with a centrally empowered cabinet office answerable to the First Minister and staffed by ministerial appointees leading strategic delivery. Alongside this central cabinet office, we will create a strong Welsh Treasury led by a finance minister. We will move to a system where the majority of national delivery will be by suitably empowered executive agencies with strong professional competence and technical expertise, democratically accountable, but with sufficient autonomy and agility to improve the quality and speed of decision-making. This approach will require a reduction in the size of the central government in Wales and the creation of a national network of purpose-specific bodies led by practitioner experts, not career civil servants. This new distributed and decentralised model of government will be the foundation of a new Welsh public service. To help cement this Welsh public service and strengthen the public sector as a whole, we will create a new National Academy of Government, based at an existing university institution. As well as hosting the Welsh Public Service College, the school will be a postgraduate degree-awarding institution, focusing particularly in the governance challenges of small nations and city regions. It will inherit the functions of the current Public Service Leadership Body, Academy, and create a world-class cohort of public service leaders and managers. It will teach new approaches to improving public sector bureaucracy and organisation, including public service innovation, service design and digital delivery. To symbolise a new relationship between Welsh Government and the citizens it serves, we will create a national smart card for all those who live in Wales. This will become the main system for delivering universal entitlements, including free prescriptions, free bus travel for the over 60s, and free access to museums. We will expand this list of entitlements, when we have the power to do so, to include zero toll changes on the Severn Bridge, unlimited rail and bus travel throughout Wales for a one-off annual fee, unlimited access to the copyrighted material held in the National Digital Library, the archives of S4C and BBC Wales, subject to agreement, the HWB digital education platform, and every university in Wales online courses. A new digital health service. A new Welsh democracy. At a time of falling trust in political institutions, low voter turnout, and limited engagement, we need to revitalise our democracy. We'll improve trust in the Assembly and councils by increasing the number of Assembly members in line with the recommendations of the Silk Commission and the proposed reduction in the numbers of Welsh MPs to reflect the Assembly's role as a legislative body, widening the pool of talent and experience that both the Assembly and the Welsh Government are able to call upon. by improving the quality of policy development and allowing access by the opposition parties in the Assembly to dedicated resources to commission research, prototype policy alternatives, and run pilot schemes. By introducing the right of recall to enable citizens to challenge Assembly members and local councillors under specified circumstances. We will widen political engagement by legislating in favour of votes at 16 for National Assembly and local government elections, examining other radical reforms such as mandatory voting and online voting, strengthening the citizenship elements in the Welsh Baccalaureate, especially with regard to the Welsh democratic process, establishing a national youth parliament, working with voluntary organisations to improve the representation of women and ethnic minorities in politics and also any other underrepresented groups or communities, and by making the single transferable vote the basis for elections at all levels of government within Wales, ensuring fair representation for all political viewpoints. We will strengthen trust in Welsh Government by publishing all ministerial decisions and holding public cabinet meetings across the nation. By committing to the principles of open government in all areas of the Welsh Government's responsibilities, including the proactive release of all government information, records, reports and data sets in accessible formats for reuse for any purpose and involving citizens in making decisions and developing policies, programmes and services. By designating all private contractors to public bodies as subject to Section 5 of the Freedom of Information Act and creating a Welsh Freedom of Information and Open Data Office. By creating a new, more transparent process to advise ministers on government appointments. By making all statutory commissioners appointed by and answerable to the National Assembly of Wales, not the Welsh Government, and introducing consistency in the length of terms that they serve. By supporting a new Public Service Ombudsman Act, which will give own initiative powers to proactively deal with public service complaints and systematic failures, and a new Complaint Standards Authority to drive improved responsiveness to citizens' concerns across the public sector, ensuring that Wales adopts best practice from Scotland, Ireland and mainland Europe. New regions and a renewed local democracy. Like any nation, Wales needs regional leadership to provide strategic direction reflecting the different sets of priorities across Wales, together with strong local government to ensure local accountability and coordination at the neighbourhood level. Labour's plans are a repeat of previous flawed reorganisations. We propose an evolutionary approach using current structures to create new leadership at the regional and community levels. We will legislate to create up to 6 regional combined authorities comprised of existing local councils. The contours of this new regional map will be a matter for consultation, but we envisage the draft proposals based on the Cardiff and Swansea city regions, a new region based in urban North East Wales, a central region, and finally, an option for a single region across the Welsh-speaking Welsh coast, or a South West and North West arrangement. While existing local authorities will be the core building blocks of the new RCAs, proposals on boundary changes to the current map will be brought forward when necessary to improve regional cohesion, whether on economic or on linguistic grounds. These authorities will plan strategically for education, the new integrated health and social care service, highways and transport, and other statutory services, including a new duty to promote economic development. Scrutiny and accountability will continue to operate at a local level, via direct elections to the existing authorities. The executive boards of the new RCAs will reflect the political balance of their constituent authorities. They will be chaired by a directly elected executive mayor. No new premises or staff will be required for the new authorities, as they will function through an agreed plan involving the transfer or secondment of existing staff and the use of existing premises. Our aim will be to create major savings through the creation of an integrated Welsh public service, facilitating the transition towards a pan-Wales ICT strategy across the whole of the public sector, a Welsh version of the UK-wide government digital service under a Chief Information Officer for Wales, using open-source software where practical, moving transactional costs into large processing centres, and adopting best practice and shared service for core functions like human resources, legal services, strategy and communications at a regional level. Alongside the RCAs, we will create a new system of area councils as a new foundation for Welsh local government. We will legislate to give these area councils additional powers in service delivery, planning and development control, and town centre regeneration. This will require the devolution of resource, including staff, from the current tier of unitary authorities and, above a certain threshold, a dedicated town centre manager for every town in Wales. They will have an economic development role in promoting local business startups, social enterprises and cooperatives, small-scale renewable energy schemes and recycling. They will become the singular focus and vehicle of regeneration strategy, meaning the phasing out of community-first partnerships and the various layers of duplication currently involved in local regeneration. Area councils, building on the current tier of town and community councils, will also oversee the governing bodies of schools, local housing need in collaboration with housing associations and other providers, and the standards of their nursing and residential homes. Other functions, where practicable, will include street cleaning and litter collection, car parking, crematoria, tourism and the arts. Some of these powers will be statutory to protect their budgets. The minimum population of the 150 or so new local area councils that will be developed out of the present community and town councils will be around 10,000. Our evolutionary approach, maintaining the role of the current local authorities as delivery vehicles and developing the role of enlarged community and town councils, avoids the disruption of yet another top-down wholesale reorganisation. As the new system of regional and area councils matures over time, we will envisage more and more powers being devolved down to the area level and shared upwards at the regional level. The Welsh Public Pound. Some of the biggest challenges we will face as a new government will be financial. A combination of rising costs and Westminster-imposed austerity means that we will need to be rigorous in our evaluation of spending priorities and relentless in our commitment to public service innovation, which will allow us to deliver higher quality services at a lower cost. At the same time, the future of our country demands that we invest in our public and economic infrastructure, something the Labour government has neglected over the course of the last two decades. We will use our financial powers to tax, borrow and spend, to provide an economic stimulus for our communities, upgrade our public services and our infrastructure in ways that are balanced and fair to workers, families, communities and businesses, and crucially, to future generations. The spending commitments in this manifesto have been individually costed and independently verified. By year five, we are committed to having redirected in excess of £1 billion per year from within the Welsh Government's annual budget, which together with the increase in Welsh Government budget agreed at the last UK Comprehensive Spending Review, will fund our government programme, including the provision we have made for budget increases in response to rising costs. Budget savings will be a mixture of stopping certain activities altogether, for example, programmes which, when reviewed in government, are found to have a weak or a patchy evidence base. Economies of scale, for example, through aggregating the back office functions of the regional combined authorities. Economies of scope, for example, turning schools into multi-purpose community hubs. Removing bottlenecks, for example, investing in NHS medical care homes to reduce hospital admission and patient hotels to reduce delayed transfers of care. The mechanisms we will use to achieve these and other economies include establishing an assembly spending review, which will form the basis for a detailed 3-year spending profile from 2017-18 onwards. The first stage of this will be a budget savings commission consisting of senior figures from business and public service to identify £200 million in recurring budget savings to be presented to Cabinet within the first 100 days of government. We will commit in advance to submit a minimum of 50% of these recommendations to the Assembly for approval. The second stage will involve an independent zero-based budget review of all government programmes to be completed by the spring of 2017. We will use the results of this review to meet a defined target of ending those programmes with the most limited evidence of effectiveness to meet a minimum budgetary savings threshold of £300 million per annum by the final year of the next Assembly term. We will also commit to evidence-based policy making as a general principle, subjecting all new policies to randomised trials wherever possible and discounting those that fail faster than at present. Financial allocations between areas of activity will be more closely tied to outcomes, with transparent and detailed assessments of the social return on investment, meaning success is rewarded, but poor performance results in budgetary cuts. We will commission a review of efficiency savings in health in line with a Carter review in England, with a target of saving £300 million annually. We will seek substantial savings through the pooling of back-office functions in payroll, legal services, IT and human resources and senior management at a regional level through the establishment of regional combined authorities, together with other planned mergers in health. We will take steps to amalgamate Welsh public sector pensions in a single fund, saving millions in costs which can be reinvested for local economic development. We will use computerisation and annual revaluation to save money on business rate administration. We estimate these measures collectively will save an additional £150 million annually. Changes in student financial support will save approximately £250 million a year to be redirected within higher and further education. A cap on redundancy payments for public sector staff to minimise costs of restructuring and an agreed national framework for senior public service pay, which will save £40 million a year. We will be able to substantially increase the capital investment programme by using the not-for-profit distributing model in a more ambitious and strategic manner, coordinated by a new National Infrastructure Commission and delivered through arm's-length special-purpose companies in housing, energy and transport. We will also invest in future savings by establishing a public sector innovation and entrepreneurship fund. This will be a stage-gated fund to support the design, development and implementation of higher risk but potentially higher reward ideas. It will also invest in new models of delivery from government as a service, using new digital platforms through to co-production involving citizens and service users in the provision of public service and public sector cooperatives led by employees. Local government finance. The system of funding local government within Wales, a mixture of direct revenue support local council tax and the uniform business rate, is overdue for reform. We will instruct the Welsh Treasury to produce proposals for the reform of the present council tax into a domestic property tax that is fairer for those in less expensive properties, has substantial release for those on low incomes, reduces the need for council tax benefit replacement funding with a transitional framework which allows taxpayers to adjust to the new system and avoid sudden increases in liabilities. Develop longer-term proposals for a more radical reform of local government finance, including the scrapping of council tax and business rates, and their replacement with a dual system of site value rating for non-agricultural land and a local income tax. Consider the case for the creation of other new local taxes, as well as the devolution of existing ones. produce proposals for a new system for allocating central government grant to local government based on joint resource planning and a new needs-based formula involving a range of factors, including poverty and rurality. Welsh Government tax powers. The powers over taxation that have been given to the Welsh Government remain limited in scope and in usefulness. We will continue to press for further devolution of wider tax powers. In particular, the power to set tax thresholds and create new bands is essential. The fiscal framework adopted must be on a similar no-detriment basis as achieved by the Scottish Government. Within the framework of those powers already or soon to be devolved, our overall tax policy will be based on four overriding principles. Taxes should be based on the ability to pay, provide certainty to taxpayer and government alike, reflect wider social and environmental costs and benefits, provide incentives for enterprise, work and investment. We will not increase income taxes over the course of this Assembly term. Increasing tax without first reforming health and education runs the risk of alienating public support for self-government and, more generally, public support for taxpayer-funded public services. We will continue to press for the devolution of business taxes, corporation tax as in Northern Ireland, but also air passenger duty as in Scotland, together with capital allowances, R&D tax credits, employers' national insurance contributions, and the patent box to help make Wales a more attractive place for enterprise, job creation, and investment. It is with this aim in mind that we will cut business rates for small firms, replacing the current grossly unfair council tax with a more progressive property tax. Will allow us scope to introduce a new Welsh middle rate of income tax, which will be lower than the current UK higher rate of 40%. This new middle rate is part of a package of tax changes, including the progressive reform of local taxation. The combined effect of our tax proposals will redistribute from higher income to lower income groups, help incentivise enterprise by shifting the burden of tax from income to property, be fiscally neutral over the medium term. The Welsh Government will have power over stamp duty land tax and landfill tax during the next Assembly term. We will help first-time buyers by raising the threshold at which stamp duty is levied from £125,000 to £145,000, removing over half of all buyers out of tax altogether. We will also plan to maximise the usefulness of the Welsh landfill tax in allowing us to reach our goal of zero waste to landfill by 2030. We do not have the power to raise tax allowances for those on low incomes, but we will ensure that all public sector workers in Wales and those in the private sector who work for business in receipt of public money earn a real living wage, not the sham national living wage promoted by the Chancellor. Investing in our economy, our nation and our future. Economic intelligence. Reviewing our economy will be a central task of the new Plaid Cymru government. A vital first step will be improving the quality of our information. The Welsh Treasury will produce an annual report on the Welsh economy, including a detailed input-output table and a full set of public sector accounts similar to the Scottish GERS document. We will liaise with the Office for National Statistics so that we can ensure an increased range of statistics is produced about the performance of the Welsh economy, including up-to-date quarterly GVA figures, a full set of national accounts, including import-export data for goods and services at both extra and intra-UK levels. We will commission Welsh universities to develop a sophisticated macroeconomic model of the Welsh economy. We will develop a detailed national inventory of the demand for basic goods and services, food, energy and other utilities, housing, inputs to key public services like health and education, to identify potential opportunities for domestic firms and improve the resilience of our economy. We will maintain a constantly updated heat map of industry clusters and emergent sectors in which we enjoy competitive advantage. Scottish GERS document. The Governmental Expenditure and Revenue Scotland document is an annual report published by the Scottish Government with the aim of enhancing public understanding of fiscal issues in Scotland. Its primary objective is to estimate a set of public sector accounts for Scotland through detailed analysis of official UK and Scottish Government finance statistics. GERS estimates the contribution of revenue raised in Scotland toward the goods and services provided for the benefit of the people of Scotland. The report is designed to allow users to understand and analyse Scotland's fiscal position under different scenarios. GERS captures the entire public sector in Scotland and includes activity by each of the constituent subsectors of the public sector, central government, local government, and public corporations. In addition to providing an analysis of aggregate expenditure and revenue, the report contains a detailed breakdown according to individual expenditure and revenue components. Under Applied Cymru Government, a document such as this, published by a Welsh Treasury, would provide complete transparency and clarity as to government expenditure and revenue, holding us to account on all fiscal decisions. We are also mindful of the need to move beyond GVA, as it is a very imprecise measure. In that context, we welcome the commitment under the Future Generations Act to publish a range of indicators related to the 7 well-being goals as part of the annual well-being report. We will include in this report figures for GNP, highlighting the degree to which wealth generated locally remains in Wales, as well as internationally recognised composite indices which measure broader well-being, like the Index of Sustainable Economic Welfare and the Human Development Index. National Economic Plan. Such is the developmental gap between Wales and most other advanced economies currently, it is not possible to avoid conventional economic growth as a central element in a strategy of catch-up, which will be necessary if we as a society are to achieve the level of public service or prosperity that we see in other small countries like Denmark or even post-crisis Iceland. Our medium-term economic aim, therefore, is to close the 30% income gap that has opened up between Wales and the rest of the UK, while remaining fully committed to doing so in a way that is sustainable, resilient, and socially and intergenerationally just. Returning the Welsh economy to the position it occupied throughout the 1970s and 1980s, at around 85% of UK income per capita, we believe to be achievable within the intelligent use of all the policy levers at the Welsh Government's disposal, including, where relevant, partnership working with the UK and EU. However, the full achievement of parity at an accelerating rate will require the acquisition of further economic powers. We will therefore initiate emergency talks with the UK government to address the chronic and deep-rooted divide in economic prosperity between Wales and the rest of the UK. We will seek agreement on the establishment of an independent commission on economic equalisation. This commission's terms of reference will include consideration of the powers and resources needed to close the income gap within a generation, including the terms of a new confederal settlement for Wales, together with the creation of a 20-year plan for reinvestment and recovery, a modern Marshall Plan for the Welsh economy. Our medium-term economic objective is to bring Wales to economic parity with the UK within a generation, that is, over a 20-year period to 2036. This means achieving a Welsh GVA growth rate of around 3.5% every year, equating to an additional £1.5 billion in output for the Welsh economy every year. This is challenging, but by no means impossible. The Basque Country achieved an average GVA growth rate of 3.69% between 1995 and 2008. We will set out and implement a comprehensive national economic plan to achieve our parity goal. The plan will consist of 3 dimensions: raising skill levels, an active industrial strategy, and a comprehensive plan for infrastructure investment. Skills strategy. Our skills plan will consist of raising general education levels, literacy, numeracy, and problem-solving skills by bringing school standards, teaching and attainment up to world-class levels, by working with employers to expand apprenticeships and create high-quality vocational education at all levels, and by increasing the number of graduates in Wales, reducing the brain drain and closing the funding gap for our universities and colleges. Higher education. As a matter of principle, we believe that higher education, as a public good from which we all benefit as a society, should be free at the point of learning and paid for through general taxation. However, as the Diamond Review has already identified, unilateral action by Wales alone is not financially sustainable. We will reform student finance so that Welsh domiciled students who work in Wales after graduation will receive £6,000 per year during the first 5 years after graduating, up to a maximum of £18,000. This will ensure that our best and brightest have the opportunity and incentive to stay or return to Wales after completing their studies. We want to make Welsh universities attractive and successful institutions, and we will allocate funding to HEFCW to close the growing funding gap between Welsh and other UK universities. This substantial increase in investment will be conditional on a commitment through a national compact to better reflect the needs of Wales at national and regional levels in their research programmes, their investment in impact and innovation, and in addressing Wales's most pressing knowledge and skills gaps. Supporting our young people in widening their horizons is also important for Wales. We will, for the first time, provide student financial support for Welsh domiciled students enrolling as undergraduates in universities outside the UK on similar lines to the recent pilot in Scotland. We will also expand our support for Erasmus Plus so that more of our young people get the opportunity to study for part of their degree or work placements elsewhere in the European Union. We will support postgraduate study through a new postgraduate fund for loans to Welsh domiciled students. These loans will be income contingent long-term loans at preferential interest rates. Vocational and further education. We will address the Labour government's chronic underfunding of vocational education in Wales as a matter of national priority. We will use Wales' share of the apprenticeship levy money to create an additional 50,000 apprenticeships in Wales over the next Assembly term and ensure that the value of this route is explained fully to pupils. We will create a new network of specialist employer and or university-led national colleges of vocational education for 14-plus and post-compulsory education, beginning by inviting proposals for a national construction college, a national green skills college, and a national digital college. We will work in the spirit of the Hazelcorn Review to promote equity between academic and vocational education and to eliminate wasteful competition between sixth form and colleges. We will develop a similar nationally networked Welsh language education model as a Coleg Cymraeg Cenedlaethol for further education. We will create a national network of university technical institutes, like the new National Software Academy, focused on providing specialist skills in particular areas and piloting focused two-year undergraduate degrees together with full-time and part-time postgraduate study, providing state-of-the-art industry-aligned skills in partnership with employers. As part of our commitment to cradle-to-career education, we will introduce an under-25 jobs guarantee, where we will commit to identifying employment, education or training for any young person who has been searching for work for more than 4 months. We will create a voluntary national citizen service programme open to all 18 to 25-year-olds within Wales, involving an approved 9 to 12-month paid full-time placement focusing on intergenerational care or digital inclusion. In opposition, we secured £40 million for 5,500 apprenticeships across Wales. Imagine what we could do as the Welsh Government after next May. Further education colleges and apprenticeships can provide equally valuable skills to those provided by universities. That is why a Plaid Cymru government would establish parity of esteem between vocational and academic qualifications. Simon Thomas, Shadow Education Minister, Plaid Cymru, the Party of Wales. Industrial policy. Our active industrial strategy will consist of the following four elements. Relocalisation. Driving up local market share for local family-owned and employee-owned small and medium-sized companies in foundational industries like food production, retail, tourism, transport, energy, construction, business and financial services, and through active identification of new economic opportunities in the supply chains of prime suppliers like supermarkets, anchor companies and the Welsh public sector. National champions, developing a Welsh Mittelstand of long-standing indigenous medium-sized firms, locally grounded but successful exporters with strong brands in specialised niche with long-term growth potential, initially targeting opportunities over the border in England. Innovation foundry, creating clusters of more specialised high-tech and innovative companies, extending the UK's southern arc of innovation and northern powerhouse westwards. This includes the development of indigenous spin-out and start-up firms, plus the targeted attraction of foreign direct innovation, creating high-skill jobs in high-tech firms with high growth potential. The Post-Carbon Prize, a cross-cutting national strategy based on Wales as a green tech country, leveraging its natural advantages, engineering expertise and major investments in a post-carbon infrastructure to position us a global leader in offshore and onshore wind, marine renewables and microgeneration. To implement this strategy, we will create new arm's-length bodies to help revitalise the Welsh economy. A WDA for the 21st century, this will be a new trade and investment promotion agency for Wales with strong representation from business on its board, autonomous from the civil service but answerable to the Welsh Government and to business through their membership organisations. It will use the restored WDA brand as the Wales Development Agency to work globally and throughout the UK to attract new businesses to Wales, to boost Welsh global and intra-UK exports, and at home, work through a combination of internal specialists and external experts to develop Welsh industry clusters and supply chains. We will establish a similar arm's-length industry-led tourism promotion body for Wales. A National Bank of Wales, NBW, a publicly owned bank similar to the German Landeskreditbanken, providing debt finance to Welsh businesses and taking longer-term equity stakes to help plug the estimated funding gap of £500 million a year faced by Welsh SMEs. Finance Wales operations will be merged into a new institution. It will work with Welsh Government and the new WDA to grow Welsh Mittelstand companies. It will in particular offer succession and equity release planning specialists, involving the use of management buyouts and employee ownership trusts, and the adoption of long-term equity stakes as a public bank, providing a source of patient finance on the German model in successful Welsh companies in order to maintain Welsh ownership, preventing the ownership churn that has damaged so many successful Welsh companies and therefore safeguarding jobs. Over time, NBW will develop into a deposit-taking institution involved in mainstream business banking and providing banking facilities to the Welsh public sector, allowing it to use fractional reserve banking to expand its lending capacity. It will separately create a series of sector-specific and independently managed seed and risk capital funds for high-growth innovation-based businesses. We will also look to build on the work of the sector panels, Industry Wales and other existing industry fora to support the development of sector associations to help us develop strategies in every area of the economy. We will do everything we can to support the steel industry in Wales, pressing the UK government and EU to take radical action to protect the industry from unfair competition, procuring Welsh steel wherever possible as part of our infrastructure investment programme, and actively exploring the possibility of a joint venture investment to improve the long-term competitiveness of the Port Talbot Steelworks. Applied Cymru Government in 2016 will legislate to make it mandatory for public sector bodies to follow Welsh Government policy on procurement. Keeping 75% of Welsh spend within Wales would create 40,000 new private sector jobs and cut unemployment by 40%, and crucially, it won't cost a penny. Rhun Ap Iorwerth, Shadow Minister for Economy, Plaid Cymru, the Party of Wales. Mittelstand. The term Mittelstand mainly applies to small to mid-sized firms in German-speaking countries. Most importantly, Mittelstand companies are characterised by a common set of values and management practices. What defines the Mittelstand is a broad set of values such as family-like corporate culture, long-term focus, independence, nimbleness, emotional attachment, investment into the workforce, flexibility, innovativeness, customer focus, social responsibility, strong regional ties. The owner or owners take the business decisions largely on their own and assume the risks and liability. In these companies, the boss usually has close ties with the business and the employees and bears a particular responsibility for ensuring job security. Mittelstand companies are often hailed for providing the backbone of the world's fourth largest economy. They tend to be family-owned, tucked away in small towns, and familiar only to the businesses that buy their specialised machinery and components. The Mittelstand also appears to offer a solution to some of the biggest worries of the capitalist system, one being the centralisation of wealth and the other is unemployment. The combination of medium-sized companies with deep local roots and a strong apprenticeship system means that in Germany, only 7.8% of those aged 25 or under are unemployed, compared with 22.1% in Sweden and 54% in Spain. Mittelstand firms inspire extraordinary loyalty in their workers. On average, only 2.7% of them leave each year, compared with a 30% turnover at some big American companies.
Innovation. We will establish a national innovation body working in partnership with the private sector to achieve our target of doubling Welsh R&D expenditure spend as a percent of GVA to the OECD average of 2.3%. The NIB will fund a national network of sector-led research and technology centres on the Fraunhofer or Catapult model, similar to Specific in Baglan and the new Advanced Compound Semiconductor Centre in Cardiff. We will create a Higher Education Innovation Fund to support R&D and spin-out activity within our university sector, and seek the devolution of research councils and innovate UK monies to Wales, to the NIB, and a new Welsh Research Council. We will offer financial incentives to innovators around the world, including members of the Welsh diaspora, who agree to develop and anchor their businesses in Wales. A programme of foreign direct innovation similar to the successful Ser Cymru scheme for high-flying academics. Plaid Cymru supports Welsh business. The Labour Welsh Government has shown itself to be inept and incapable of improving Wales's economic fortunes. A Party of Wales Government will be business-friendly and will be determined to utilise all of our strengths and talents to turn the Welsh economy around. Sian Gwenllian, Shadow Minister for Small Businesses. Fraunhofer. Fraunhofer is Europe's largest application-oriented research organisation. Research efforts are geared entirely to people's needs: health, security, communication, energy, and the environment. As a result, the work undertaken by the researchers and developers has a significant impact on people's lives. They pride themselves on creativity and claim to help forge the future. Fraunhofer has 67 institutes spread throughout Germany, each focusing on different fields of applied science. It employs around 23,000 people, mainly scientists and engineers. The German public owns the Fraunhofer Society, and some basic funding for the Fraunhofer Society is provided by federal and state government grants. 70% of the funding is earned through contract work, either for government-sponsored projects or from industry. By developing technological innovations and novel systems solutions for their customers, the Fraunhofer Institutes help to reinforce the competitive strength of the economy in their region, throughout Germany and in Europe. Their research activities are aimed at promoting the economic development of the industrial society, with particular regard for social welfare and environmental compatibility. One of its most famous inventions is MP3, which was developed by the Fraunhofer Institute for Integrated Circuits, IIS. MP3 is the most widely used method for encoding and decoding digital audio data. Small businesses and the local economy. We will involve the private sector and its representative bodies in providing business support and advice aimed at small businesses, less than 10 employees, by strengthening the current Business Wales network. We will also pass a regulatory reform act to lower the bureaucratic burden on business. We will increase business rate relief so that more than 70,000 small and medium companies will pay no business rates at all. Any firm with a rateable value of less than £10,000 per year will pay no business rates, and we will introduce a tapered relief for another 20,000 firms whose rateable value is between £10,000 and £20,000. In order to encourage new startups, we will not charge any business rates due for the first year of operation. We will review business rates every 3 years so that they are kept up to date, and investigate the impact of premises investment so that businesses are not penalised for improvements that they make. We will subject small and large businesses to different multipliers, as is the case in Scotland and England, and will index rates to CPI, not RPI. We will offer targeted business rate reliefs for larger companies that agree to meet certain criteria on corporate social responsibility, including opportunities for local suppliers, the Welsh Living Wage, the minimisation of waste, and the use of renewable energy. Businesses of all sizes that meet the criteria will be entitled to display a kite mark as responsible Welsh businesses. We will act immediately to set up a new fund to enable local authorities and community groups to offer 2 hours free car parking in towns throughout Wales, providing a vital boost to town centre regeneration. Social business. We will support social innovation, social enterprise, employee and consumer co-ops. We will establish a cooperative challenge fund to provide financial support for feasibility and market studies and early stage finance for groups exploring the option of establishing cooperatives. We will support the establishment of a social business school to develop the skills of social entrepreneurs and a social innovation pack to incubate new ideas. That is the end of CD 1. This recording will continue on CD 2.